Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, VP of Technology and Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI founded over 30 years ago, pro-market, small L libertarian, you might say, but pro-market policy and advocacy group working on the regulatory state. We don't do the budget. We don't do the wars.
Taxes.
We do regulation.
Yeah, exactly. And we're glad you're doing it, too. CEI.org, folks, check them out. I've been telling you about them for a long time. I believe in their work. They're doing everything they can do to at least expose the abuses, if not help us eradicate them. Wayne, one of my predictions this year was that in President Obama's last year in office, he would become more aggressive and desperate to do things that'll be beyond the pale, that will be off the charts. And one of those, he's helped me fulfill that prophecy, that prediction, by this new Department of Labor overtime rule, overtime rules that I believe most small businesses don't know are about to hit them like a lead balloon.
That's right. He did not slow down in the last year. He promised pen and phone, and that's what we got. On Friday, just by coincidence, we hit 50,000 pages in the Federal Register for the year, which is the biggest ever the Federal Register has ever been at this time. We're on the way to a big, big record. But the Labor Department's got a lot of things. The overtime rules and things like that often will start with the government contractors and then trickle down to the private sector, the people on the edges who are dealing with government contractors, and then finally they'll work their way down. Last year, the DOL, the Wage and Hour Division, we were talking about guidance. They issued Administrative Interpretation Number 2015.1. Independent contractors are now employees in a lot of businesses, as you know. That's not even a law. That's not even a regulation.
Right.
It's just the Labor Department asserting it. Then next, the Joint Employment Rule. You know that caught McDonald's.
The franchisers.
That's right, and it's about to hit Subway in a big way, is my understanding.
Which is awful. It's a horrible notion. It's a horrible regulation, and it's another example, folks. This is another example of why the economy can't grow. Go ahead, Wayne.
Because what makes someone start a business if they look at all of these kinds of requirements? I mean, franchising was one of the ways that people were able to pull together and set up a business of their own.
These are European models, aren't they? This is the kind of thing they do in Europe.
Well, that's what they are.
And of course, we know Europe, the economy has grown very little in Europe over the last 20, 30 years.
That's right. And I mentioned earlier, about employees being a liability to a business person. They're also an asset, but the point is they become a liability when what you just described happens, when it becomes where you can't fire them, you can't change your business structure. It's not that you want anybody ever to be fired, but a fully functioning, fluid economy has people moving from job to job and growing in their careers, just as the business grows in its. But if you've got in place, that independent contractors have to be employees, who will start up the kinds of businesses like we've seen over the last few years in the tech economy? You just can't do it.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, Wayne. Outsourcing is one of the best things that ever happened to small business.
Oh, of course.
I've said that. I wrote that in my book. I've been saying that for 10, 15 years. And this is an assault on outsourcing.
Yeah, it sure is. Unfortunately, it's not just labor, but they've got two of the biggest. Those two new guidances, Jim, are a couple of the most significant things that I think have happened in a long time.
But when they come out with this overtime rule, which will be effective January 1. That's going to hit companies that people don't even know it's coming. A lot of people don't. They're going to get between you and your employee. You're not going to be able to be flexible with how you're not going to be able to be a nice employer and allow your employee to be flexible.
Right. It's removing all the flexibility that makes things worthwhile. And it's happening on top of what we already got after Obamacare, when so many employers shifted, not that they wanted to, but they shifted to part-time employment.
See, Wayne, small business owners are bending over backwards all over the country to help their employees have flexible work time,
absolutely,
which the Democrat Party ought to want. But you know why they don't like it? Because they're not in control of it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm in control of it, and they don't like that. Last thoughts, 20 seconds.
Well, I think the positive sign, and I always try to circle back to this with
quickly,
you, is the positive sign is we're going to try to address the cost of regulations more. I like seeing that in the political campaigns, they're talking about regulations in ways that
you're
going
to have to keep us.
And so I think that's something.
You're going to have to keep reporting on that for us. Keep up with that and let us know what's going on. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org. Hey, Wayne, come back soon.
Will do. My pleasure, Jim. Thanks a lot.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.